One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, have you ever heard of the Gila monster? Google it. Trust me, it's ugly. And get familiar because it's now in the running to become the state's official reptile. Believe it or not, we don't have a state reptile right now. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live with more. Kira?
Yeah, Jeff, let's just cut to the punch here. These suckers are 2 feet long, so they're like the size of a two-year-old child. They're actually the largest of all the lizards here in the U.S. They have this large head, sausage-like tails, and they look like they're kind of made up of this beadwork. They have patterns of black, orange, pink, and yellow all over them. And man, they have bad BO. They like deserts, and in fact, my grandma actually used to tell me stories of having to chase them off her porch when she lived in Tucson, Arizona. And they're actually one of two venomous lizards known to the United States. So they move unsuspectingly fast despite their really weird, like kind of lethargic looking size, and they don't let go. They just latch on and they don't let go. But the good news is they're not super venomous. They do have venom. It'll hurt really bad, but it won't kill you. And despite the name Gila monster, they're not really monstrous. They're mostly homebodies. They spend most of their lives hiding away in burrows or under rocks. And here in Utah, you're only going to find them in Washington County, Jeff.
Somewhere in there, there's a part where we find that it's the perfect reptile to represent the state of Utah. But whatever that is, I can't find it.